Our message today comes from the book of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. If you have your Bible with you, go ahead and open it up. It's an interesting story. It's a story of faith. Michael gave me three books to use, or he let me pick out any book I wanted to help me with this sermon. And it's amazing what people have written about God's Word. But the story here is the story of Jesus healing blind Bartimaeus. While you're looking, I'll share a little story that it's a real experience. Down at the wellness center, I see a lady that walks around the track, uses not all the cardio machines, but several of the cardio machines, the elliptical machine, stair climber, things like that. And she also uses these strength training machines. And the only reason I mention her to you is because she's blind. I don't know to what degree of blindness, but I do know she's blind because she has her white walking stick with her all the time. It folds up really neat to be about that long. And then she unfolds it, it's probably about almost 5 feet long. She's a determined young lady. She is not going to let the world tell her how to live. She is determined to get everything out of life that she can get. So right here we see, and it says, they came to Jericho. And as they were leaving Jericho, as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Now many of them rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Now in chapter 20 of Matthew's account of this same story, he talks about two blind men, two blind beggars. He doesn't mention their names. But here Mark mentions Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. He mentions his name and his father's name. Well, that could suggest that Mark wrote his gospel later on than beyond what by the time when Bartimaeus was possibly a figure of the church at that time, an important figure even, or he wouldn't have mentioned his name. But through faith, we see Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, sitting along the road, and he hears of Jesus of Nazareth coming, and he cries out, "Jesus, son of David." Now those three words, "son of David," everybody then and before that time, in the Old Testament and during the same time, they all knew that those three little words, "son of David," meant Messiah. Anytime they heard "son of David," they were referring to the Messiah. So Bartimaeus crying out in faith because he knows that Jesus can heal him. He was blind in body, but not in soul. The eyes of his understanding were open, but his faith doesn't come from seeing. It comes from his faith comes from the Spirit, his Spirit, knowing who Jesus truly is. He didn't see the dead raised with a word. He didn't hear he didn't see the leper healed with a touch. But he heard the reports of our Lord's mighty works, and hearing, he believed. He was satisfied just to hear the stories of the wonderful works of our Lord. He must have come to the conclusion that this is the promised Messiah and he can heal me. So we too should pray that we would have faith like Bartimaeus. We can't see Jesus with our bodily eyes, but we have the same report of his power, his grace, and his willingness to save the lost. We have the promises that came right from his own lips, written down in his word. And that's a word that his word is what we should trust implicitly. We must commit ourselves to Christ without hesitation. So what is the life of saving faith but to continually lean on an unseen Savior? What's the beginning of saving faith but to seek after Christ? Our first step as a Christian is to cry out like Bartimaeus, "Jesus, have mercy on me." In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, it tells us that though we have not seen him, we love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Bartimaeus wasn't going to give up, and we shouldn't either. Like Bartimaeus, we have the world telling us, "Be quiet." We know that the world is an evil place, and it's a hard place to live a life of faith. But that didn't stop Bartimaeus. He cried out all the louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He didn't get any encouragement from the people around him. Many told him, "Hold your peace, be quiet." But that didn't stop him. He knew well the misery of living in blindness and having to beg just to survive. Blindness was very common in the ancient world and was usually caused by a birth defect, an injury, or disease. It was so common that Jesus used it to illustrate spiritual ignorance. But just like today, the society of his day didn't have much to do with handicapped people. They were considered to be sinners and thought to be under the judgment of God. And so they were reduced to begging, and they were the outcasts of that day. So everyone who seeks salvation should look at the conduct of Bartimaeus. He didn't care what people thought about him. He was seeking salvation, and he'd do anything to get it. He didn't listen to those who said, "You can't do that, get out of here." Or as if the future king really wanted anything to do with you. He simply cried out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." So what keeps you from seeking Jesus? What discourages you from drawing near to God? The answer is short and simple. You're not convinced of the plague of your own heart or the disease of your own soul. You don't realize your true guilt. But once you do, you'll never rest until you find pardon in the peace of Christ. Like Bartimaeus, you must persevere in working out your salvation. Philippians 2:12 tells us that, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." But then we see Jesus, he stopped. And he said, "Call him." The attitude of Jesus is very different from the attitude of the crowd. They were kind of keeping everybody in line, a little bit of crowd control, making sure nobody was out of the way, or everybody was out of the way for Christ to come through. But Jesus, he heard him. And he said, he stopped. And he would stop for anyone who was crying out for help. And since Jesus stopped and said, "Call him," I think the whole crowd changed their attitude. Because now we hear them telling Bartimaeus, "Get up, he's calling you." So acting immediately and without doubt or hesitation, he reacted to the Lord's call. And throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. Now a beggar's cloak is the tool of his trade. He spread it out on the ground in front of him so that anybody going by, they could just throw something in it, whether it be food or coins or whatever it might be, whatever they want to offer. But now Bartimaeus heard the Messiah's call, and he threw off his cloak. Well, not only did he throw off his cloak, he jumped up. It said he reacted immediately. So if you look at the throwing off of the cloak, he knew he wasn't going to need it anymore. He threw off his old life. He threw off his old way. Now he knew he was going to the Messiah to be healed. He really didn't. And that's how we should think about it, I believe, is that throw off your old way and come to Christ. But Jesus asked him a question. What do you want me to do for you? Now, he's asking Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? Here we have the high King of heaven, the creator of the universe, the creator of everything, the Son of God, second person of the Trinity incarnate, offering to serve a lowly outcast sinner. What do you want me to do for you? So Bartimaeus says, Rabbi. He calls him Rabbi. In our language, we'd have said, Master. My Master. He says, let me recover my sight. And Jesus simply said to him, go your way. Your faith has healed you. Now the term, go your way, your faith has healed you, or your faith has made you well, that also refers to your salvation. Many times, and most of the time when Jesus talked about that in the New Testament, it meant your salvation. You are saved. If you recall, he had a discussion with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said to them, well, what is harder to say? Get up, you are healed, or get up, you are forgiven. For Christ, it was either way. It was both. So Bartimaeus didn't just receive a physical healing. He received eternal salvation. And another sign that Bartimaeus received more than physical sight was that he didn't just go his own way. As Christ just says, go your own way. Nah, Bartimaeus followed him on the way. How could he leave someone who had just shown him such wonderful mercy? He devoted his newfound abilities to Jesus, Son of David. In this simple story, we see the effect that the grace of Christ has on anyone who would experience it. Not only will it draw you to Christ, but it will lead you into a life of holiness. If you've ever looked into the face of someone who has truly received the grace of Christ, you see their gratitude shining like the sun. And when you have truly been set free from the bondage of sin, what else is there to do except say, thank you, and follow Jesus? We've been freely pardoned so that we can give ourselves over to Christ. That freedom came at a great price, purchased by the blood of our Lord. And if you are truly saved, you will devote yourself thoroughly to him who redeemed you. But if you say you have an interest in Christ and yet you do not follow him, then you're only deceiving yourself. And you're living a life that will bring only ruin to your soul. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, we see it says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Have your eyes been opened by the Spirit of God? Have you been taught to see sin and Christ and holiness in its true light? Can you say, once I was blind, but now I see? If so, then you will throw off your old ways and turn to Christ and see that the things written in the Word of God are true. If not, then you've learned nothing and you are still living in the broad way that leads to death and destruction. Let us pray. Father, you have said that the way that leads to life is narrow, and it is an evil generation that asks for proof. But we cry out in faith, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Our heart's desire is your desire. Our will is subject to your will. We surrender our life to you. May all who seek you find mercy. Open our eyes that we may see sin in its true light. and like Bartimaeus, throw off the old way and receive salvation. And also like Bartimaeus, may we follow Jesus in the way. Amen.